Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on American Family Radio, Today's Issues. You want to send us an email, you feel free.
You want to talk about yesterday's issues, you're in the wrong place.
It must this be related to today's
issues. Today's issues.
And you can send us an email at this address, comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. As always, we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim, here with Ed, and Steve Jordahl now with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Ed.
What's happening morning, in the Steve. What happened in the newsroom over there this morning? Anything in particular
that you guys are talking about? We had our story meeting. We talk about a lot of the things that we're talking about on today's issues. Yeah, we get them first.
Then okay. What are you going to lead off with here this morning, Steve?
Want to talk about Joe Biden?
Oh,
I'd
sure.
love to talk about
yeah,
Joe
why
Biden.
Why not?
Joe Biden, former Vice President of the United States.
That's right. Current candidate Joe Biden. And Joe Biden decided to make a hard-hitting interview with the gals on The View. And you can tell, uh-huh. you know how rigorous those people are.
You mean against lefties?
Against, well, yeah.
Or liberals.
Liberals.
Or progressives.
Hold them right to the fire. Joe Biden was there. And I wanted to play you a couple things he said. The first thing I wanted to play you was a comment that got a little bit of press when Joe Biden said that there was no scandals during the Obama administration. He says we were each, the clip starts, we were each talking. He's talking about himself and President Obama over the weekend, we're each talking.
Right.
Listen to what he had to say.
And we were each talking to groups of people that were being televised. And at the same day, purely coincidentally, we had asked the question, what are you proudest of in your administration? You know what I said? It turns out he said the same thing and probably a little more clearly than I did. Is that not one single whisper of scandal.
Not one.
Not mm-hmm. one yeah. single whisper of scandal.
That's Barack Obama.
That's right.
That's because of Barack.
I know. He's amazing.
Joy Behar.
Is that Joy Behar?
No, Joy Behar.
Oh,
he's amazing.
If hold on just a minute. It's coming to me. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Shall we go over a list?
That's just
there
one,
is a list.
That's just one thing that comes to mind in terms of scandalous.
There is a list.
Okay.
How about Fast and Furious, where they provided guns to Mexican drug cartel leaders, hoping to track the weapons that were eventually used to kill American agents?
And how about President Obama invoked a executive privilege there to thwart an investigation.
That's right.
Maybe that's why there wasn't a whiff of scandal.
That's right. Well, I think their definition of scandal is if you do something wrong, the media makes a big deal of it.
Yes.
Because the media didn't pick up
on any
of these.
The media's not going to make a big deal of anything that a Democratic president does.
The Benghazi attack, where they were largely ignoring the attack while it was on, not sending help, and then blaming it knowingly on a
that was scandalous. That was scandalous.
That was a scandal where they knowingly unknowingly blamed it on a video when they knew it was not
right.
part of the video. What about the IRS targeting conservatives and nonprofits?
That was scandalous.
What about wiretapping of journalists, including
that was
the AP?
Yes, that's right. See, didn't they see some computers too, or is it just the?
I think they might have. I don't.
They also went after what was his name, Rosen?
Yes.
The Fox News reporter, they were listening down to his yes. private conversations. Remember that?
Right.
How about pouring tons of taxpayer money into Solinda's subsidies?
Scandalous.
Green investment.
That's scandalous.
Yes. And then they later went bankrupt.
How about the secret waiting list for veterans at the VA? The VA was in horrible shape under
right.
the Obama administration.
Some of them died.
Trading five Taliban prisoners for Bo Bergdahl.
That was scandalous.
What about sending billions of dollars of cash to Iran?
Okay. In the dark of night,
but
on a big pallet.
Right, in an airplane, unmarked airplane.
Unmarked
that
airplane.
Was scandalous.
Right.
But other than that.
Money that we did not owe Iran. Uh-huh. We owed the previous government, but that was overthrown.
Look,
and this was
look let me just say
other
this.
Other than those things, though?
Yes. Yeah.
Not a hint.
Let me just say this. Any presidential administration, be they Republican or Democrat, is subject. In fact, I would say it would be unusual if they didn't have scandals.
Right.
Why? Because a president has hundreds of people working at his behest. His, is that the way you
behest?
Say it?
Behest.
Behest. And working in various and sundry departments.
Huge government bureaucracy.
It's a huge government. So if you attach everything that happens scandalous or controversial or perhaps illegal that happens within an administration, and then you say, well, that's because of Obama or that's because right. of Trump, I think that's unfair. To Obama or Trump or to any, you have to look at what is. To me, you have to look at, and it is reflective of on that administration and the person. In other words, the buck does have to stop somewhere,
right?
With things, but I'm just saying it's almost impossible to avoid things to come up in the course of, even if unintended. But to say, for Joe Biden, to say there's been no scandal, not a hint of scandal within his administration, is you can prove that's...
Well, you just look at the Justice Department's handling of the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
Yeah, that was scandalous.
And that's, we're yet to see the bottom of that
right.
one because there's still ongoing investigations, so...
Who's buying it? Who's buying his thing? That
Joy
I guess
Behar.
Joy Behar was.
Oh my goodness!
By the way, what have y'all seen these pictures of Vice President Biden? By the way, aren't you supposed to refer to them as their?
He would be Vice President.
Okay, so I'm calling him Vice President. I could easily say former Vice President.
Yeah, you
Biden.
Say former Vice President. President.
If you have that office, you're forever known as
right.
that, right? Okay, so I'm...
Hillary Clinton is Madam Secretary.
Okay, even today.
Even today.
That's why people who are not governor anymore of a state, they refer to him as Governor Huckabee.
Yep.
Right. But okay. We don't have to call Hillary Clinton president.
Duly noted, Ed.
Hopefully noted. Never.
But evidently, I didn't realize this but so much till I saw the pictures, but evidently, Vice President Biden has had a lot of cosmetic surgery. Is that true?
It is. He's a vain man. He's a politician. I mean, he's not the only one.
Well, do you have to be vain to have cosmetic surgery, though?
Extensive work.
We're all vain, aren't we? Huh?
Well,
who wants to look bad?
You're so vain.
Sign me up for looking terrible.
Well, let's just say that he has more hair on top of his head than he did about 15 years ago.
Erase the wrinkles.
I guess I bring this up because... Well, Tim, why do you bring it up? I guess I bring it up because so many of these people who get the cosmetic surgery end up looking a little like space aliens. And I'm just wondering, do you see what happened to Kenny Rogers?
Oh, my.
Huh?
When no, he really.
Had, is gonna, that, is that
but
the
now bo- I'm going to look it up now.
Is that the Botox shots? Do you know, Steve?
I think it's more than that.
What causes people to look like... In other words, you can tell they almost look the same. They all have a little.
The Botox injections, for some reason, I never have understood it, but I guess it can take the bags out from under your eyes and, you know, make you.
Well, it's more than that. They got little, you know, they get their lips plumped. They get
right.
Collagen injections to
right.
make their cheekbones stand out, and they just wind up looking.
Right, I mean, people look.
He didn't look anything like himself.
Who, Kenny Rogers?
Yeah,
I know. I didn't. I remember the first time I saw him after he had that. I was going like, "Wow!"
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but he was a good-looking guy.
I know. Why don't you age gracefully? Why do people feel like they need to get shot up and stuff like that with all this stuff that they're probably going to find out one day is dangerous?
I don't think any of this is going to hurt Biden, though. In terms, I think he's got larger problems.
Probably
to
helped
deal
him
with,
look a little younger than he would have otherwise.
There's a lot of people who go by appearances, and they'll say, he didn't look that old to me, and so it'll work.
It's probably helped him in that regard, right?
Probably work, but I don't think it's going to hurt him that he's had this work done. I don't think there's going to be voters out there saying,
I think the guys, as far as being able to think and speak, I think he's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, I think If he gets the nomination, he's a tough out.
He's not. I don't notice anything like with Nancy Pelosi. Quite frankly, you notice that she's slower than she used to be in terms of her speaking and thinking,
right.
And she makes errors.
How would you know if that was happening to Joe Biden? It's kind of always been that way, hasn't he?
Well, no. The gaffes will continue. I mean, he just made one right there, saying there's been no scandal in our administration.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's more
deceit than gaffe.
Duly noted. That would be.
But most of his gaffes, I gotta say, most of his gaffes are kind of good-natured gaffes. Where to your point that you're always saying about Donald Trump, President Trump, it's kind of like
just
Charles.
Trump being Trump.
It's kind of like Charles Barkley.
So it's just Biden being
Biden.
He's gonna say these things. Most people give him a pass.
Yes.
Because they say, what harm does it do? Yeah.
2020. If he gets the Democratic nomination. 2020 is not coming down to who has the worst gaffes or who looks younger or who looks like they've had.
Because you think Trump and Biden can match each other gaffe for gaffe?
I think so. That'll be a wash.
Let me ask you this about that though. And President Trump, what do you call it when you troll somebody? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He said he could beat Joe Biden easily. That was his words. Easily. Of course, who hasn't President Trump said he couldn't beat easily, right? But let me ask you this, Steve. Let me ask you this related to this conversation. And that is, there's a lot of doubt whether President Biden can actually win the Democrat nomination because of his history and the fact that he's not far left enough.
Yeah. Yep.
At least in his past, he's not far left enough. Now he's touting, he's speaking as if, you know, hey, I'm the cool guy now. I'm as far left as any of you guys. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating primary.
And
to
he's
watch.
White. He's an old white guy.
There's a war coming.
Nearly disqualified.
Well, Bernie Sanders is an old white guy.
Yeah,
you know, I think
the leaders. In fact, all of the leaders of their movement.
I don't think the party base likes that much.
Mayor Pete's a white guy, although he's gay, so that has some intersectional
and
points.
And our socialists like Bernie could say, "Hey, I may be a white guy, but I'm a socialist."
Right.
Yeah. So no, which
offsets the white guy part.
Right.
Democrats have to get a little smarter if they want to beat Trump. If they really want to have a shot at beating President Trump, it's not going to be Bernie Sanders. It's not going to be Mayor Pete. None of them are even close to centrist enough to garner many votes from the general population.
I think Biden's the only one that's got a shot.
Of the field
that's out there now.
This is why I say they've got to be smart, because they have to bring the party back to Biden a little bit. I mean, they have to give him leeway to go ahead and be a centrist. I say centrist. He's as liberal as they come.
I know,
but comparatively.
America, the typical American doesn't view Joe Biden as a crazy lefty. Okay.
Right.
They view him as a liberal politician, but not a new Green Deal, lefty.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see how he does distinguish himself, if he does, from the rest of the field, other than he's going to say, I have experience. But they're going to come at the far left, I guess you could say, they're going to come after him hard.
I think that's what people expect.
Who's going to defend him? Is Obama going to defend him?
Well, President Obama can't defend Joe Biden. Now, he can stand up for Joe Biden, but he can't, I don't think at this point, he can't endorse anybody just yet, because he's got to endorse the Democratic nominee. So he can't play favorites.
Yeah.
I think that
Excuse me for interrupting, but if I had served as your vice president for 8 years, I would expect an endorsement, even though you're running in a Democrat primary.
You know, we had an interesting conversation on The View.
I understand what you're saying, though.
Bill Bennett talking about this, the former
education secretary,
author now. Listen to what he had to say when we're going to hear Joe Biden saying that he asked President Obama not to endorse him, and then hear what Bill Bennett has to say about this too.
I didn't want it to look like he was putting his thumb on the scale here.
Mm-hmm.
And And that, you know, that I'm going to do this based on who I am, not by the president going out and trying to say this is the guy you should be with. So that's why I asked them not to.
The one part that seems to me not credible is Biden saying that he asked Barack Obama not to endorse him.
Right.
Really? Truly? I think Obama just decided not to endorse anybody at this stage. There are several reasons that Barack Obama would not want to encourage Joe Biden. I think mainly he doesn't think he's a very good candidate.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Well, we'll see. I understand what you're saying, Ed. If you're the leader of a party and your party's having a primary, you want to stay out of endorsing anybody because you want to be seen as impartial. And it saves you for endorsing who the party ultimately picks,
right?
With your full endorsement. However, in this case, I could understand President Obama withholding an endorsement if it were two cabinet level associates of his running against each other. For example, Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. But Hillary Clinton's not running again, and there's nobody that's been closer to nor supported Obama any more than Joe Biden. For 8 years, you're his top guy, and he can't endorse you against Mayor Pete. I just think that it may be what Bill Bennett's talking about right there.
I wonder also if perhaps Obama's a little scared of being pegged as not radical enough himself.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, President Obama, if he endorses Joe Biden, the left's going to come after Obama, and maybe, you know, he likes being loved right now, universally loved, and so you stay out of it, I guess.
Well, he's the standard bearer for the Democratic Party, and that I think
who is
President Obama.
Yeah.
He's the kind of the figurehead of the Democratic right. Party, and you got 20 candidates running thus far, and there's probably more will announce. You might get up to 25. Who knows? And at this point, I think you got to say, you know, let the best man or the best woman
right.
win.
I understand.
If
I'm Joe Biden, I'm going, really?
It's
Barack. I had breakfast for you for 8 years.
He probably
I had
did
your back.
That.
For 8 years, and now you're telling me you can't choose between me and Mayor Pete?
No,
and Carmella? Yeah, or whatever. What's her
Kamala.
Name?
Kamala.
Kamala?
You tell me that'd be a gaffe, wouldn't it? That'd be a Biden gaffe if I called her Carmella.
Carmella?
Yeah.
I think.
Is that DeVille? Is that how that?
Cruella.
Is that last
Cruella.
Name? Cruella
DeVille.
Cruella DeVille. It's not surprising that President Trump isn't endorsing anybody, but that Joe Biden asked him not to.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
No.
That's just the kind of guy.
I don't buy that. He's trying to give President Obama probably some leeway there.
Yeah,
or maybe
it's a backwards way of saying, you know, he wanted to.
Yes,
but I told him not.
I told him
right.
No.
Yeah, I headed him off. Right. I headed him off at the
he was going to
before he got there.
Right.
Yeah, right.
All right. Next story, Steve.
Our favorite New York Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is running into some problems. And I say running into some problems because she had a 5K fun run the other day in her home district.
What is
that? Well, it's an oxymoron as far as I'm concerned. You know the people that put 23.6 for having run a marathon or
26.3
or 13. Whatever for having run a half marathon. My car has a 0.0. I don't run anywhere.
So there's nothing fun about
nothing
running.
Nothing fun about running, but she had a fun run.
And usually fundraisers, right?
They are fundraisers. And she said this was a fundraiser because she wanted to support the Alexandria Cortez's Green New Deal. This was a Saturday following Earth Day. She charged $30 for every participant, unless they were under 12 or so, and then she charged kids $20. Now, it turns out that all the money was just going right to her campaign coffers. And she,
what?
This was a fundraiser for her campaign, not anything.
And nobody knew that?
Well, it was on it was in the fine print on an obscure website somewhere. But this may have been a campaign finance violation.
Now, before you say anything, I just want to say that in the, whatever it is, the 6 months since Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been in office as a freshman Republican for the Democratic, representative for the Democratic Party. There has not thus far been a whiff of scandal. So you're saying that this is the first hint of scandal? What
first,
is this?
First hint of possible scandal. One of the things they're saying is that it is specifically against campaign finance law for someone to donate money in their children's name. Obviously, the children are not of voting age, so they can't contribute themselves.
Right.
So when the parents pay 20 bucks for their kid to run in the 1K, it was a fun run for the kids of 1K, that was them contributing money to the campaign in their children's names. You know that Republicans are starting to try to mount a campaign against her, and I have a little hint that they might be more successful than people think. She has raised, so far, in the first quarter, she raised $726,000 through online solicitations. Do you know that only 4% of that money came from her own constituents?
Wow. Now, that's very interesting.
She's a national, quote, progressive celebrity.
Yeah.
She's a rock star.
4% is...
Yeah, I know.
That's an investment for a lot of those people outside of her district. That's an investment in what they think is a future presidential candidate.
Right.
It might be, but the fact that you can only gather some $21,000...
Well, they sound like to me they use deception there, though. They're telling people to come running our 5K race to benefit the new Green Deal when, in fact, it's a contribution to her campaign fund, right?
Yep, correct.
That's a potential problem for her.
Correct.
And you got a couple of minutes left.
All right, let's talk about the Pope. Pope Francis decided to give $500,000 to the migrants in Mexico, and I want to read to you what he said. He said, men and women often, these are people that are coming and trying to get to the United States, caravan people. Men and women, often with young children, flee poverty and violence, hoping for a better future in the United States. However, the U.S. border remains closed to them. They are stranded, unable to enter the United States without a home or a livelihood.
Oh, they had a home.
They did. They left a home.
They left a home to come try to come to the U.S., which a lot of people do.
But the Pope decided he was going to go ahead.
The Pope gave them $500,000 out of the Catholic Church coffers or his own money?
It might have been his own money. It says Pope Francis donated it.
He's got $500,000 he can just give?
He's a pope, and he lives
He's giving money. The Pope is giving money, if that's true, to encourage people to violate the immigration laws of the United States.
Yeah, I don't think he's a big believer in borders.
He is at the Vatican.
Yes, he is.
Although, you know what he is a big believer
you
in?
You tell him we're taking down your security and your borders there at the Vatican. We'll see how long he's for. He's for open borders.
Yeah. By the way, he also welcomed on Monday, he welcomed hairdressers, hairstylists, and beauticians to the Vatican and warned them not to indulge in gossip. So this is,
I don't know.
Not to indulge
I know there are a lot of Catholics who are not happy with this Pope.
Did you know that the Catholic Church has a patron saint of beauticians? It's a Peruvian, Martino de Porres. He was a 16th century barber, surgeon,
but now I do.
Whose miracles included levitation, being in two places at once, instant cures, and the ability to communicate with animals. So says the Catholic Church.
Sounds like you're mocking, Steve.
I'm just a reporter. I leave the mocking to my superiors on this show.
This is just this wrong. Give $500,000 to encourage people to break the immigration laws of the United States how many people are we supposed to absorb here?
Right.
All of Central America? Is that what we're supposed to take in? Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.